Midnight Amen Rewind Moment. Titan Playbook for Rewind-Worthy Drops in Ableton Live 12. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a very specific kind of drum and bass moment. The Rewind Moment. That point where the groove hits so perfectly that people physically want to pull the track back and run it again. And here's the key idea. A rewind isn't just big sound. It's a groove event. The drums lock. The swing feels inevitable. The tension releases at the exact right time, and the first bar of the drop lands like a stamp. We are keeping this beginner-friendly, and we're using mostly stock Ableton Live 12 devices. By the end, you'll have a short arrangement with an amen-driven drop, a sob and reese that actually sit correctly, and a simple but deadly pullback trick you can reuse in any tune. Let's go! First, quick project setup so we're not fighting the session all day. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the rolling DNB zone. And it'll make the amen feel natural. Time signature stays 4/4. Create a few tracks, a MIDI track called SUB, another MIDI track called Reese or just bass, audio track called Amen, another audio or MIDI track for drum one-shots, where we'll put a clean kick and snare, and then FX, plus a vocal or stab track for the rewind callout. If you like working with returns, make return A a short reverb, and return B a dubby delay. Totally optional, but it makes everything faster. Now let's bring in the amen break, and we're going to do it the don't ruin it way. Find a clean amen sample, ideally 2 bars or 4 bars. Drag it onto your amen audio track. Click the clip, and in clip view turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. For transient loop mode, set it off so you're not getting that weird machine gun looping on hits. And set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower numbers feel tighter and sharper. Higher numbers smear more. For this style, we want bite. Now a quick check. Play it with the metronome. If it drifts, right-click right on the first downbeat and choose warp from here, straight. And make sure the clip length actually matches a clean bar boundary. If it's a 2-bar loop, it should cleanly land on the next bar line. The goal here is simple. The transients stay sharp. The amen needs teeth. Cool. Now we slice it. This is where the control comes from. Right-click the amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing, 1 slice per transient, and slice to drum rack. Now you've basically turned the amen into a playable kit. This is the big beginner unlock. You're not stuck with the loop anymore. You can rebuild it in a tighter, more intentional way, but still keep that amen character. Little coaching tip. Keep your original amen loop on the amen track, but mute it. Think of it like a reference photo. The sliced rack is your real build. Now we program the core groove, a 2-bar drum phrase. Simple, rolling, and tight. Open the MIDI clip on your sliced amen track. What you're listening for inside those slices are 3 categories. 1. A main snare hit, the big one. 2. A kickish thump. Amen kicks can be kind of implied, but there is usually a low transient that works. 3. Shuffle pieces, hats, little ticks, small ghost snares. The stuff that creates motion. Place your main snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the anchor. In Ableton terms, that's beat 2 and beat 4 of each bar. If you do nothing else, do that correctly and your loop already starts to feel like DNB. Then place a kickish slice on beat 1, and another around beat 3. Don't overthink the exact placement. If it's a little early or late, that's part of the vibe. But we'll tighten it in a controlled way in a minute. Now add a few small ghost notes and hat bits between beats. 2 to 4 little slices is enough to start. And here's a massive beginner mistake to avoid. Don't make everything loud. Velocity is your groove. Set your main snare velocity high, like 110 to 127. Ghost notes are more like 30 to 70. Hats and shuffles may be 50 to 90 depending how present you want them. This is the anchors plus embellishments mindset. You pick 2 or 3 anchor hits that define the beat. And everything else is decoration that you can change every few bars without losing the identity. That's how you keep the loop exciting without cluttering the mix. Now let's get that jungle swing, but without making the snare drag. Open the groove pool. Grab a groove like Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-57. Start with 16-57 if you want a clear swing. Drag that groove onto your sliced amen MIDI clip. Now set the groove parameters as a starting point. Timing around 15-30%. Velocity influence at 0 to maybe 15%. Keep it subtle. Random at 0 to 5%. Bass at 1/16. Now listen closely to the snare. If your main snare starts flaming, meaning it feels late or messy, here's the Titan rule. Keep the anchors tight. Select just the main snare notes in the MIDI clip. Quantize those with an 8-note grid, amount 100%. Now the snare is the ruler. Then select the kicks and quantize them less, maybe 70 to 90%. And keep your ghost notes the loosest, like 50 to 80%. Quantize by groups, not the whole clip. That alone gets you the tight but alive feel. Now we do the Midnight Titan drum chain. Stock devices only, clean and punchy. On the Amen drum rack track, or on a drum bus if you're grouping, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove rumble you don't need. If it sounds boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. If it needs crack, a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. Tiny. Your seasoning. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15% by ear. Crunch 0 to 10%. Boom off or very low. Boom can fight your sub and turn your low end into soup. Transient plus 5 to plus 20 to add knock and damp based on brightness. If it's too fizzy, bring damp down. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And turn soft clip on. For DNB drums, soft clip is such an easy win. Optionally, add saturator at the end. Analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. And trim output so you're not just making it louder and thinking it's better. Now, here's the modern DNB trick. We're going to anchor the Amen with clean one-shots, because classic breaks are vibey, but they can be inconsistent next to modern mixes. One-shots give definition. On your drum one-shots track, load a tight kick and a clean snare. Put them in a drum rack or a simpler, whichever you prefer. Program the simplest pattern, kick on beat 1, maybe also on beat 3 if you want more drive. Snare on 2 and 4. Now blend these under the Amen. The one-shot snare should support, not replace. Think definition, not new snare. And this is where we use track delay like a groove tool, not as a fix, as a weapon. If the break feels late compared to your clean snare, try pushing the one-shot snare slightly earlier using track delay. Try minus 5 milliseconds, maybe minus 10. Keep it tiny. A few milliseconds is the difference between tight and messy. Or, if you want a laid-back break but sharp anchors, you can delay the break track by plus 3 to plus 10 milliseconds while keeping one-shots on grid. That gives you that dragged, rolling feel without losing impact. Now bass. We're doing a sub plus Reese combo, and they need to lock to the drums. On the SUB track, load operator, oscillator as a sine wave. Set the amp envelope so the release is around 100 to 250 milliseconds. You want it controlled, not smearing into everything. After operator, add EQ 8 and low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Keep the sub clean. The sub's job is weight, not texture. Write a 2-bar sub pattern that avoids slamming exactly on the snare hits. A great beginner rule is, let the snare breathe. Short sub notes can happen between snares, and you can occasionally hold a longer note into the next bar, but be intentional. Now the Reese. Load wave eatable. Set OSC 1 to saw, OSC 2 to saw. Detune slightly. Unison 2 to 4 voices, small amount. Filter LP24, somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz region to start. We'll automate later. Then add saturator, drive maybe 3 to 6 dB so it speaks on small speakers. And add auto filter for movement, either slow automation or subtle LFO. Critical rule, keep the Reese out of subspace. Put EQ8 on the Reese and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. And if you ever chase width, do a mono checkpoint before you commit. Put utility on the master, it mono for 10 seconds during the drop. If the snare suddenly thins out, or your groove loses power, you've got phase issues between layers. A quick fix is keeping your snare anchor mostly mono. Utility on the snare layer, width down near 0 to 30%. Let the break's top end be wider, but don't let the low mids get weird. Now we sidechain so the drop breathes. On both sub and Reese, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Input is your kick track. If you want extra control later, you can create a ghost kick just for sidechain, but for now use the real kick. Start settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Set it so it bounces in time with the groove. Then pull the threshold down until you see 2 to 6 dB of reduction. When the kick hits, this makes your drums feel louder without actually cranking them. It creates room. Now the fun part, the rewind moment arrangement, the pullback that sells it. We'll do a simple structure, 16-bar intro, 8-bar build, 16-bar drop. In the intro, keep it lighter, filter drums, atmosphere, maybe a hint of the Reese low in the background. In the build, add tension, bring in a snare roll, risers, maybe automate the Reese filter to open slightly. but don't go full power yet. Contrast is everything. If it's already huge before the drop can't feel like a moment. Right before the drop, we create the rewind event. Two beginner-friendly options. Option 1. The one beat silence plus impact. It's almost unfair how well this works. At bar 24 beat 4, or right before your drop downbeat, cut most elements for half a beat to one beat. Use utility automation to hard mute. That's the cleanest, quickest way. Just automate the gain to minus infinity for that tiny gap. Then add a vocal or stab hit. Something like rewind, oi, or a dub siren stab. Keep it short. Put a short reverb on it, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and maybe a touch of delay using echo. Subtle, not a wash. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Don't kill all momentum. Let one tail ring out through the silence. For example, let the delay tail keep going, or keep a very quiet high-pass texture running. That way it doesn't sound like the track accidentally stopped. It sounds intentional and DJ-friendly. Option 2. The MN tape back. Classic jungle flavor. Grab one MN hit, like a snare or crash slice. Duplicate it, reverse it, and place it leading into the drop downbeat. Then automate a high-pass filter rising into the drop to create that suction effect. Now, make the first bar of the drop unmistakable. This is the signature stamp.